The Cuban female chess players, led by national champion Olaine Linares, took the podium to themselves in the Central America and Caribbean chess tournament, played in Panama City, Panama. In a competition in which competed a total of 31 players from 7 countries, Olaine Linares took advantage early in the tournament and finished with a draw in her last match against also Cuban Maritza Arribas. Linares finished in first place with 7 points, as also Cubans Yerisbel Miranda and Lisandra Yudui completed the podium with 7 and 6.5 points respectively. The 5th place belonged to a Cuban player as well, Maritza Arribas, with 6 points. Olaine Linares summed 28 points to her classical rating, and after next update of the ranking in September the 1st, she will be once again over 1,200 ELO, which is the rating system used in zero-sum sports like chess. On the other hand, Yerisbel Miranda lost ELO as her rating was higher than the competition average, as even after finishing second, she ended up losing 1.4. The president of the Cuban Institute of Sports, the INDER, Osvaldo Vento Montiller, congratulated the organizing committee of the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games and announced that Cuba is working on bringing to Tokyo over 100 athletes to compete in at least 14 Olympic disciplines. During the meeting with the Olympic mission's chiefs, Vento Montiller praised the cozy welcome given to them by the local authorities and all the hard work that has been done in order to achieve, quote, the excellent games that will make history. Vento and the rest of the participants listened to a report on the positive evolution of the construction of facilities, mostly regarding to housing, general services and transportation. The INDER president also signed a memorandum with authorities of the cities Sendai and Tagalog, as well as with the Sendai Ikue School, with the purpose of guaranteeing training camps for Cuban athletes in Japan. Quote, we are sure that our athletes will finish their preparation at a high level and they will get closer to the cultural and historical richness of the Japanese people. Vento tweeted after dialogues with Senator of Miyagi, Masamune Wada, with the Mayor of Tagalog, Kenjiro Kukuchi, with the Mayor of Sendai, Mrs. Kazuko Kori, and with the President of Sendai Ikue, Gakuen Tekihiro Kato. The Villa Clara native right-handed pitcher, Freddy Aciel Alvarez, achieved one of the greatest milestones in a pitcher's career, a no-hitter game. The 30-year-old Alvarez, starting pitcher for the Villa Clara Azucareros in the Cuban National Baseball Series, threw 9 innings without permitting neither hits nor runs to the Guantanamo Indians. Freddy Aciel Alvarez gave up a walk in the first inning, but settled up and kept the Indians' bats cold for the rest of the game. This is not the first time Freddy Aciel Alvarez throws a no-hitter, as he did it for the first time in November of 2013 against the Santi Spiritus Roosters. This was Abel Vasquez for the sports in Radio Havana, Cuba.